今天的题目是为福音事工祷告。
Today's title is Pray for the Work of the Gospel.
它的经文是帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第一节到第五节。
It's from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 1 to 5.
请我们打开圣经帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章，我们来一起看。
Let's turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 3. Let's read it together.
三章第一节这里说，弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手。因为人不都是有信心，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
我在帖撒罗尼迦第一章跟第二章这后书帖撒罗尼迦后书的第一章跟第二章。
So in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 2.
然后保罗谈到这个主耶稣再来的事情和这个不法之人。
Paul talks about the second coming of the Lord and also the lawless one.
当这个不法之人或者这个敌基督显露的时候，
So when the lawless one or the antichrist appears,
将会有离道反教的事情发生。
And there's a situation of people departing from the truth.
敌基督还没有显露，是因为那个拦阻的还没有被除去。
And the reason why the antichrist has not come is because he who stops things have not been removed.
但是保罗在二章第七节这么说。
But Paul says in chapter 2 verse 7,
因为那不法的隐喻已经发动。
For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
换句话说，那些不法的事情已经开始了。
In other words, the lawless things have already started.
只是还没有完全的显露出来。
Just as has not been revealed completely.
因为那个拦阻敌基督的还没有被除去。
Because he who stops the antichrist has not been removed.
那么虽然这些不法的事情还有离道反教的事情还没有完全的显露出来。
Even though the lawless things and the things that depart from the truth have not been revealed completely.
但是保罗说这些那些不法的隐喻已经发动了。
But there's already movement towards lawlessness.
那么从这个角度来看，我们应当存有什么态度来面对这些将来要发生的事情。
So, looking from this angle, what kind of attitude should we have, in looking forward to the things that will happen?
我们活在这个邪恶的一个时代。
We live in an evil world.
然后保罗劝勉我们当做一件事情。
And Paul, urges us to do one thing.
所以刚才我们所看那段经文，保罗说我们应当做这件事情。
And the passage that we just read, Paul says, we need to be doing this.
然后这件事情就是祷告。
And this is to pray.
所以在三章第一节，保罗这么说。
So in chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says,
他说，弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告。
Finally, brethren, pray for us.
所以祷告是保罗经常提到的事情。
So praying is something that Paul mentions often.
我几乎每一封书信，保罗都提到祷告的事情。
In almost every letter, Paul mentions prayer.
无论在罗马书、哥林多后书、以弗所书、腓立比书、哥罗西书、腓利门书，还有这个帖撒罗尼迦前后书， 保罗经常提到教为教会祷告。
Whether in Romans, 2 Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, Philemon, 1st, 2nd Thessalonians, Paul often speaks of prayer.
然后比如说在腓立比书第一章第九节保罗这么说。
For instance, in Philippians 1:9, Paul says,
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
And this I pray that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment.
然后在以弗所书第一章第十六节到十七节保罗同样的说。
And Ephesians 1:16-17, Paul says,
就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候常提你们求我们主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他。
Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
那么这是保罗一些祷告的例子。
And these are some examples of Paul praying.
那么除了保罗本身为教会祷告，他也要求信徒为他自己祷告。
And not only does Paul pray for the church, but he also asks of the believers to pray for him.
所以在结束这个帖撒罗迦后书之前
So before he wraps up 2 Corinthians,
保罗劝勉帖撒罗迦教会的信徒要为他祷告。
Paul exhorts the Christians in Thessalonica to pray for him.
他要求他们为他和他的同工祷告。
He asks of them to pray for him and his co-workers.
这个祷告不是一次的祷告。
And this is not a one-time prayer.
如果我们看圣经原文的话，这个祷告是持续的祷告。
And if we look at the original language, it's a continuous prayer.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，不是一次过的祷告。
As we come before God, it's not just a one-time prayer.
而是不断的祷告。
But it's a continuous prayer.
所以当我们被别人祷告的时候
And as we pray for others,
我们必须每一天到神的面前为他们祷告。
We must come before God daily to pray for them.
我为我自己的父母亲祷告关于信耶稣的事情。
I prayed for my parents regarding believing in Christ.
祷告了五年。
I prayed for 5 years.
我记得每一天我都为他们祷告。
I remember I pray for them every day.
然后求神把这个救恩赐给他们。
Asking God to give them salvation.
那么后来五年之后的一天
5 years later one day,
我收到我父亲写给我的一封信。
I received a letter from my father.
然后信里说到他跟我的母亲信了耶稣。
In the letter he tells me that he and my mother both believed.
我当时我在美国念大学。
At that time I was studying in the States.
所以得知从远方来的喜信。
So I received such a great news from a distance.
那么心里充满那种不能够形容那种喜乐。
I was filled with such indescribable joy.
所以保罗在这里要求帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒不断地为他祷告。
So here Paul asks Thessalonian believers to continuously pray for him.
所以保罗邀请他们祷告一共有两方面。
So Paul asks of their prayer in two aspects.
在这里说弟兄们我还有话说请你们为我们祷告好叫主的道理快快地行开得着荣耀正如你们中间一样也叫我们脱离那无理恶人的手，因为人都不是有信心。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith.
所以根据这两节经文，保罗邀请他们为祷告有两件事情。
So based on these two verses, Paul, has two things that he requests.
第一件事情就是直到福音快快地传开。
First is so that the gospel may spread rapidly.
那么第二件事情就是祷告他跟他的同工能够脱离这些恶人的手。
And also that they would be rescued from perverse and evil men.
那么首先让我们来看保罗要求的第一项祷告。
So let's look at his first request.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快的行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you.
我主的道，主的道理就是神的话语。
Word of the Lord is God's word.
也就是包括主耶稣基督的福音。
Which includes the gospel of Christ.
所以保罗要求帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒为他们祷告。
So Paul asked the believers to pray for him.
以致这个福音能够快快的行开。
So the gospel may spread rapidly.
所以快快行开的意思形容一个人在赛跑这样。
And to spread rapidly is describing someone who's running.
从这个地方跑到另外一个地方。
Running from one place to the other.
所以保罗盼望自己能够把这个福音从这个地方传到另外一个地方。
So Paul wishes that this gospel may be spread from one place to the other.
然后使到很多人听到这个福音而得到拯救。
So that many people will hear the gospel and be saved.
所以当主耶稣走遍每一个城市和乡村的时候，
So when Jesus Christ walked throughout from one village to another.
然后他在这个会堂里面教训人。
And he taught people in the synagogues.
啊，宣讲这个天国的福音。
And declared the gospel of the kingdom.
啊，并且医治各种的病症。
And healed all kinds of illnesses.
然后他看到许多的人，他怜悯他们。
He had mercy on the people that he saw.
因为他们困苦流离。
Because they were suffering,
好像那个一个没有牧羊人的羊一样
，as sheep without shepherds.
所以在马太福音第九章第三十七节到三十八节这么说
？So in Matthew chapter 9 verse 37 to 38 it says,
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Then he said to his disciples, The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
所以主耶稣说，这个福音的工厂非常的大。
So Jesus says that the harvest or the available work for the gospel is great.
但是做工的人很少。
But there's few who actually does the work.
因此我们要祷告神打发工人出去。传福音。
So we must ask the Lord to send out people who to go out and preach the gospel.
所以在这里，保罗回应主耶稣所说的。
So here Paul is responding to what Jesus has said.
我们要求教会为他们祷告。
Asking the church to pray for them.
以致这个福音很快的能够传出去。
So that the gospel may go forward quickly.
是的，我们应当围着这个福音事工来祷告。
Yes, we should pray for the work of the gospel.
然后求神差派工人把这个福音传出去。
And ask God to send out workers so that the gospel may go forth.
然后福音是一个大使命。
Gospel is a great commission.
是主耶稣升天之前的命令。
It's a command that Jesus gave before he ascended into heaven.
所以在马太福音28章主耶稣对门徒说
So in Matthew 28, Jesus told his disciples,
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守我常与你们同在直到世界的末了。
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
那么传福音是每一个基督徒的责任，还有使命。
Spreading the gospel is every Christian's responsibility and commission.
因为这个是主耶稣所吩咐的。
Because this is something that was commanded by Jesus.
啊，不少的人说自己是基督徒，从来没有跟人传过福音。
Many people who call themselves Christians had never spread the gospel themselves.
那么这些人在见耶稣的时候，必要向他交账。
And these people will have to give an account when they see Jesus.
你跟我必须要传福音。
You and I must spread the gospel.
不然的话，当我们见主的时候，我们要向他交账。
Otherwise, when we see Jesus, we must give an account.
保罗自己本身说，如果我不传福音，我便有祸了。
And Paul himself says, woe is me if I don't preach the gospel.
有机会的时候，我们必须要向别人传福音。
Whenever we have the opportunity, we must preach the gospel to others.
其实传福音不限于本地。
Preaching the gospel is not limited to just local.
也包括外地，还有世界每一个角落。
It goes beyond our city and to the ends of the world.
所以在使徒行传第一章第八节这里说，但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and even to the remotest part of the earth.
我们的耶路撒冷就是 Albuquerque 还有我们周围的人。
Our Jerusalem is Albuquerque and those around us.
每天我们遇见的人都是我们传福音的对象。
All the people we meet each day is object of our preaching.
所以保罗说，我们必须要为这个福音的事工来祷告。
So Paul says that we must pray for the work of the gospel.
使到这个福音快快的被传开。
So that the gospel may spread rapidly.
因此我们要经常为教会福音的事工来祷告。
So we must pray for the ministry of the church.
那么求神打动弟兄姐妹的心，把这个福音传给那些世上的灵魂。
So brothers and sisters, who God will move their hearts to preach the gospel to the lost.
那么其实在教会历史里面，证明祷告带来给教会的复兴和福音的广传。
But throughout history, we see the impact of prayer upon the spreading of the gospel.
那么在1857年的时候，美国享有这个经济发达还有社会的繁荣。
In 1857, the U.S. experienced a great financial boom.
那么因着这个经济的发达还有这个社会的繁荣。
And because of the financial boom,
那么这个道德的水准就下跌。
The moral standard began to drop.
然后人们对这个神的事情就渐渐的减少。
And people became less interested in God.
那么因着这个缘故，一个来自荷兰的基督徒，他的名字叫做 Jeremiah Lampier.
And because of this, there's a Christian from Holland named Jeremiah Lampier.
那么他就在这个纽约这个城市召集人，每一个星期三中午12点到1点的时候来祷告。
So, in New York, he began to gather people every Wednesday from 12 to 1 to pray.
第一个星期的时候只有6个人。
The first week, there were only 6 people.
没有一个人准时来。
No one was on time.
那么第二个星期的人数从6个人增加到20个人。
And the second week, it increased from 6 to 20 people.
那么过了不久，人越来越多。
And after a while, more and more people came.
然后最后他们开始在每一个周日聚在一起祷告。
And then eventually it became a prayer every weekday.
我们就在这个时候 Wall Street 的股市就大跌。
And at that point, Wall Street, fell.
因着这个经济的衰退。
And because of the decline of finances,
使到很多的人从这个属世的事情转向这个属灵的事情。
Many people turn from the worldly things to heavenly things.
你还记得这个911发生的事情吗？
Do you remember the 9/11 event?
当911发生之后，教会的人数都大大增加。
After 9/11, the number of churches, church attendance increased.
所以在那个时候，在短短的6个月，一共有1万到1万5千。那些商人中午聚集在纽约这个城市来祷告。
So in the short 6 months, 10,000 to 15,000 people would gather together to pray every day.
所以 Jeremiah Lampier 所开始这个祷告蒙神的祝福。
So the prayer meeting that was started by Jeremiah Lampier was blessed by God.
那么一年过后，美国有基本上主要的城市都受到这个祷告运动的影响。
And after a year, basically all the major cities were impacted by this prayer movement.
然后基督徒聚集在这些城市来祷告。
The Christians would gather together and pray.
神听了他们的祷告。
God heard their prayers.
然后不到两年。
And within 2 years,
一共有一百万的人信了耶稣。
A million people believe, came to Christ.
那么当时美国的人口只有三千万。
At that time, the population of the U.S. is only 30 million.
啊，这个都是因为基督徒的祷告。
And this is because Christians prayed.
因此，保罗在这里说，要为做福音的事工来祷告。
Therefore, Paul says that we need to pray for the work of the gospel.
保罗说，除了要为福音事工来祷告。
Paul says, besides praying for the work of the gospel,
也要为这些传福音的人祷告。
And also pray for those who are preaching the gospel.
因为在第二节说，也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手，因为人都不是有信心。
And that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith.
不是所有的人都相信耶稣。
Not everyone believe.
那些不信的人会以这个无理的手段来迫害那些传福音的人。
And those who do not believe will use whatever means to prevent the spread of the gospel.
因着他们的信，所以他们要阻止这个福音的广传。
Because they're disbelieved, they will prevent the spread of the gospel.
所以当这个福音被传的时候，
so as the gospel goes forth,
魔鬼撒旦不会坐在那边旁观。
Satan would not just sit as a bystander.
他会借助那些不信的人来阻止这个福音的广传。
He will use the unbelievers to stop the spread of the gospel.
啊，透过这些无理的恶人的手来迫害这些传福音的人。
And he will persecute the preachers through perverse and evil men.
传福音是一场属灵的征战。
Preaching the gospel is a spiritual battle.
就好像保罗在以弗所书应该是第六章第十三节。
And like what Paul says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 13.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist in the day, evil day and having done everything to stand firm.
所以要站稳了，用真理所做带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。此外又拿作信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那遏止一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿作圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace, in addition to all, taking up the shield of faith, with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
我请注意这段经文，靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，并要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我得着口才，能以放胆开口传明福音的奥秘。
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel.
所以保罗要求教会的信徒要靠着圣灵多方的为他祷告。
So Paul asks of the believers that through the Spirit to pray for him in all aspects.
不只为他自己祷告，也为其他的同工祷告。
Not just pray for him, but pray for all the other saints.
为他祷告，以致他能够有这个口才，把这个福音传出去。
To pray for him so that he can have the utterance to preach the gospel.
所以我们必须要多方的祷告，为这些传福音的事工。传福音的人祷告。
So we must pray for the work of the gospel and those who are preaching the gospel.
那么今天世界上有不少的基督徒因为传福音的缘故受到迫害。
And throughout this world, there are many Christians who, because of preaching the gospel, that they're persecuted.
那么甚至失去了他们的生命。
And even being martyred.
那么这些基督徒需要我们的祷告。
These Christians need our prayer.
以致他们能够脱离这个恶人的手。
So that they may be delivered from perverse and evil men.
传福音是一场属灵的征战。
Preaching the gospel is a spiritual battle.
魔鬼撒旦不希望看人听到福音而得到拯救。
Satan does not wish for people to hear the gospel and be saved.
他用尽这个方法使到神的救恩临到人的身上。
He used all kinds of methods to prevent the gospel from coming to people.
所以我们必须要为那些传福音的人祷告。
So we must pray for those who are preaching the gospel.
无论是我们自己向别人传福音，
Not only do we preach the gospel to others,
或者别人向另外一个人传福音，
or other people preaching the gospel to others,
都必须以祷告来做出发点。
It must all begin with prayer.
当我们向一个人传福音的时候，
And as we preach the gospel to others,
还没有向他传之前，我们必须要为他为自己祷告。
And before we even begin, we must pray for the other person and pray for ourselves.
祷告在我们的属灵生命里面占了一个很重要的一个地位。
Prayer is a very important aspect of our spiritual walk.
当这个初期教会在成长的时候，
As the early church was beginning to grow,
然后事情越来越多，
There were more and more things.
因此他们必须把次要的事情交给别人做。
So they must give the secondary things to others to do.
如果你看使徒行传的话，
If you look at the book of Acts,
使徒们只有两件很重要的事情要做。
The apostles had two important things to do.
第一件事情就是传道。
One is the ministry of the word.
第二件事情就是祷告。
And the other one is prayer.
那么可见祷告是多么重要的事情。
So we see the importance of prayer.
所以我们必须要祷告。
So we must pray.
第一就是知道那个福音很快的传开。
One is to know that the gospel will spread quickly.
第二就是祷告那些传福音的人能够脱离那些恶人之手的手段。
Second is so that those who preach the gospel will be delivered from perverse and evil men.
那么第三，我们必须要祷告。保罗说神是信实的。
Thirdly, we must pray because the Lord is faithful.
我们祷告的时候我们应当相信神。
And when we pray, we must believe in him.
因为圣经说神是信实的。
Because the Bible tells us that God is faithful.
所以在三章第三节到第四节保罗这么说。
So in chapter 3 verse 3 and 4 Paul says,
但主是信实的，是要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。
For the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command.
那神是听祷告的神。
God is the God who listens to prayers.
那既然我们是他的儿女，他必会把最好的赐给我们。
And since we are children of God, he will give us the best.
那么在马太福音第七章第九节到十一节，耶稣在里自己谈到祷告的事情。
In Matthew chapter 7 verse 9 to 10, Jesus speaks of prayer.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone?
啊，求鱼反而给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he?
你们虽然不好，尚且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
那主耶稣讲到在地上的父母亲虽然他们不蛮完美。
Jesus talks about that the parenting here on earth, even though they're not perfect,
也会把那些好的东西给他们的儿女。
They give the good things to their children.
何况这位完美的天父。
How much more our Heavenly Father?
肯定会把最好的赐给他的儿女。
certainly will give the best to his children.
神是信实的，这个是圣经所说的。
The Bible tells us that God is faithful.
他不会离弃那些跟随他的人。
He will not depart from those who follow him.
在希伯来书第十三章第五节到第六节说。
In Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 and 6 it says,
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Make sure that your character is free from the love of money, being content with what you have. For he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.
所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕。能人把我怎么样呢？
So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?
凭着这个应许，我们应当毫无保留的相信神是信实的。
And from these promises, we could unreservedly believe that God is faithful.
神会按照他的旨意垂听我们的祷告。
God, according to his will listen to our prayers.
那么有一天，因为牧师去拜访一个会友。
One time, pastor was visiting one of his members.
他是一位农夫。
He was a farmer.
我们当这位牧师从车子下来的时候
，So when the pastor came out of his car，
然后他看到这个农场有一个这个风车
，And so he saw a windmill on the farm。
上面写着几个字他就看清楚一点。
And there were a few words written on the windmill。
你们看不到啊
？I don't think you can see。
神是信实的。
It says God is faithful。
他就很好奇地问这位农夫说
So he was curious and asked the farmer,
神的信实是不是依照风的方向
Is God's faithfulness based dependent on the direction of the wind?
这位农夫说不是
And the farmer said no.
这几个的意思是无论风从哪一个方向吹来神是信实的
And so the farmer says it doesn't matter which direction the wind comes from, God is faithful.
神的信实就好像这个风车一样。
God's faithfulness is like the windmill.
只要我们按照神的旨意向他祷告。
As long as we pray according to God's will.
神是信实的，他必垂听我们的祷告。
God is faithful and he will hear our prayer.
所以好多年前在这个费城有一位牧师叫做 Dr. William Chapman.
And so many years ago in Philadelphia, there was a pastor named Dr. William Chapman.
我开始牧养这个教会的时候，他还很年轻。
When he began to minister in the church, he was still quite young.
所以当他讲完第一篇道之后
，So after his first preaching,
有位年长的弟兄就对他说
，Older brother told him,
是啊，你这么年轻就当了我们的牧师。
You're very young, but you have become our pastor.
只要你忠心地讲道
As long as you preach faithfully,
我会尽我的能力来帮助你
But I will do what I can to help you.
那位年长的弟兄就继续说
And the elderly brother continued,
我会为你祷告祷告圣灵的大能临到你的身上
I will pray for you that the power of the Holy Spirit will come to you.
还有两位其他的弟兄会跟我一起为你祷告。
There are also two brothers who will pray together with me.
后来三个祷告的人变成十个。
And so from three it turned to ten.
十个后来变成二十个。
And ten to twenty.
二十个后来变成五十个。
And then twenty to fifty.
五十个后来变成两百个。
And fifty became two hundred.
那么这些人都在主日还没有开始之前聚在一起为牧师祷告。
And so these people prayed for the pastor before every Sunday.
为神的仆人祷告是必要的。
It's necessary to pray for God's servant.
希望弟兄姐妹有为他的牧师祷告。
And I ask the brothers and sisters to pray for your pastor.
所以保罗要求帖撒罗尼教会信徒为他祷告。
So Paul asked the believers in Thessalonica to pray for him.
福音是主耶稣说是大使命。
The gospel Jesus says is a great commission.
是他的命令。
It is his command.
因此我们必须要为这个福音的事工来祷告。
Therefore, we must pray for the work of the gospel.
为那些传福音的人祷告。
Pray for those who preach the gospel.
为自己传福音的事工来祷告。
And pray for ourselves to preach the gospel.
我们必须要传福音。
We must preach the gospel.
如果不传的话，
If not,
就好像保罗说，如果不传福音，我有祸了。
And just like what Paul says, if I do not preach the gospel, woe is me.
让我们有一点时间来思想今天的信息。
Let's use some time to meditate on today's message.
你是否有经常的祷告？
Do you pray often?
持续的祷告。
And continuously.
为做这个传福音的事工来祷告。
To pray for the work of the gospel.
为做那些祷告的人来祷告，传福音的人来祷告。
And to pray for those who preach the gospel.
同时也为做自己传福音来祷告。
And pray for your own preaching of the gospel.
你是否愿意向别人来传福音？
Are you willing to preach gospel to others?
我在这里，我挑战你托起这个福音的使命。
I challenge you to take up the gospel.
有机会的时候向别人传福音。
Every time you have the opportunity to tell others about the gospel.
因为如果我们不传福音的话，真的是有祸了。
Because woe to us if we do not preach the gospel.
天父，求你怜悯我们。
Please have mercy on us.
求你坚固我们的信心。
Please strengthen our faith.
让我们信靠你。
So we may trust in you.
让我们依靠你。
And rely on you.
让我们相信你是信实的神。
To believe that you're a faithful God.
让我们衷心的为这个福音事工来祷告。
And that we would faithfully pray for the work of the gospel.
求主你帮助我们。
Please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.